If you've been following me for some time, you know that I used to end my videos with keep outer intention high, importance low, and find advantage in everything. And today, we're going to talk about that. You're listening to the Stop the Mind Screw podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Owen, certified fitness trainer and life coach since 2002, transforming lives in magic fashion, teaching Stop the Mind Screw process. Today, we're talking about Stop the Mind Screw and also reality transurfing and the concepts that I teach in Stop the Mind Screw. What are they? They are outer intention, importance, and advantage. What's outer intention? There's several different interpretations of it, and you are more than free to have your own interpretation of it, but what I look at it as you have intentions of your own. You have intentions for your day. You have intentions for your job. You have intentions for your family. You have intentions for your fitness. Whatever those are your intentions. Outer intention, however, comes from God, infinite intelligence, the universe, your higher self, those type of intentions. This episode was brought to you by a mental diet. What's a mental diet, Kathy? Well, a mental diet is a step in Stop the Mind Screw. And a mental diet is just becoming aware of your thought habits. And when you have a negative thought, which we all do because we are human, like we've discussed in this episode, you just let it go. It's not just that easy, of course, but I created a mental diet resource guide, which even has a meal plan for your mental diet. You can find that at www.kathyowen.com/mental-diet. That's KathyOwen.com/mental-diet. Sure hope to see you there. You know, I like to think of outer intention as in the book Embraced by the Light. Betty Eady had an afterlife experience. And when she had this afterlife experience, what happened to her was she pictured people sitting before their maker. And their maker would say, okay, look, these are the things that are going to happen in your life. And these are the things that you're going to learn from these lessons that you're going through. And that is outer intention. That's your intention from your higher being. You have to have faith to deal with that. You have to have an intuition and understanding. And like we talked about in reality transurfing, how intuition, everybody knows what intuition is. It's just you may not be listening to it. So one other thing I want to say about Betty Eady and her book, Embraced by the Light, is I'm going to bring in another book that has to do with this. And it's Power Versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins. And Dr. David Hawkins had a system where he could tell the vibration of consciousness. He could test it on different levels. And Betty Eady's book, Embraced by the Light, vibrated at a very high level of consciousness. I want to say it was 500, maybe 595. I can't remember exactly. I do have a blog post on it, and I will link it in the show notes because it is kind of important. So that's outer intention. Importance. Importance has a lot to do with relationships and love and at least in my lessons in my life, you could put something up on a pedestal. You could put it so high up there and make it so important that there's no foundation underneath there. when you keep importance low, or you focus on non-attachment or letting go, as taught by Eckhart Tolle, you are dropping importance or reducing importance. It's almost impossible to drop importance as a human being. I think Eckhart Tolle does it, but it's really hard to do because we are humans. We have things that we consider important in our lives. But when you've been through very traumatic experiences where you're just like, finally you let go and you go, oh my gosh, what a relief. That's what happened to me. And I've seen it happen to other people. But I also see people who are holding on so tightly to things that it really messes up everything. So when you keep importance low, it's more like you trust God, the universe, whatever you call it, infinite intelligence. You trust it to guide you, which leads me to advantage. An advantage is saying, my world is always taking care of me. You know, you have the choice to say, my world is taking care of me, or everything is screwed up. You have that choice. You have that choice to have that attitude. And it's like Viktor Frankl says in his book, one of his quotes, and I'm probably going to say this wrong because I don't have it right in front of me, but, you know, one of the only powers you have in life is to choose your attitude. And it is your choice. That is keeping advantage in your world. If you want to, if you don't want to, that's fine. But honestly, if you don't want to look at the world always taking care of you, you're going to stay in victim mentality. But that is your choice. It is also in your power to look at things through a different perspective, to keep an open mind, to keep an open heart, to keep outer intention high, importance low, and find advantage in everything. In my earlier videos, I talked about this a whole lot. I talked about it a lot. That was like one of my speeches I did in Toastmasters. And, you know, I get a lot of flack about it because of the toxic positivity, or which I call victim mentality. You cannot look at positivity as positive if you are going through the stages of grief. It is that simple. You can't force positivity on somebody going through the stages of grief. That's another blessing we have of being human. You must go through the stages of grief. And I talk about those all the time as well. And if you want me to talk about it some more, I'll talk about it some more, because I do not see positivity as toxic. The only time it might be toxic is if you are going through the stages of grief, and that's if you're being forced to be positive. You cannot tell a friend who just lost their dog to just think positive. Just get another dog. It doesn't work that way. You have to go through the stages of grief. And I'm just talking about the loss of a pet, not a family member, not a child. That's just a fact of life. And if you think that you're immune to the stages of grief, then you're going to view positivity as toxic. Because you're thinking, what? I'm immune to that? I'm not supposed to feel this? I guess. I don't know. I don't really get that. But my point in this whole episode right here is keeping outer intention high, importance low, and finding advantage in everything. All right, that's my episode for today. I hope you liked it. If you know somebody who can benefit from this, please share it with them. And until next time, I'll see you next time. Peace out and namaste.